blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit nights when I wonder why are the seas still dry. Don't blame me.
Welcome to the Tom Dupree Show for the Financial Hour, brought to you by Dupree Financial Group, where we'll make your money work for you. Here's our host, Tom Dupree.
This is a song by a woman named Tasmin Archer. Came out in the early 90s. It was number one in Great Britain. And, you know, I'm walking around a store the other day, I hear it come across. I use my little
Shazam,
and I've been listening to this song over and over again. It was one I totally missed when it came out, and I like it. But you miss stuff, and every now and then you miss something that is pretty good. And you know, we live in a day and age of technology that allows you to not only grab something that you hear. There's a song that I would love to hear again. I think it was by Robert Cray. But I've looked through his songs, and of course, I can't listen to everything he's ever done. One day I'll hear that song again. And then I'll have my little deal.
Your Shazam.
Yeah. And
you'll capture
I'll have it. I'll capture it, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard this song. This is one of your coffee shop music things,
yep.
Right?
Sure, yep. Is.
I think you find different kind of music on those tracks than...
Yeah, and you think all I'm doing is out running the roads and just wasting time.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You
And welcome to the Financial Hour.
You view work differently than I do. And the thing is, I don't fan around and do a whole bunch of stuff and then say, look what I...
No, you're always fact gathering, information gathering, reading. Yeah.
Look what I got accomplished.
Yeah.
Like some people think by the amount of activity they do that that's what they've accomplished. No. Sometimes all it is activity. You know, listen, accomplishments are hard. And I would never begrudge somebody for doing, you know, the things that they think that it's productive for them.
Different
ultimately,
jobs
you gotta,
require different tasks.
Ultimately,
also.
You have to be able to show, you know, the deal. Okay, now.
Results is what it's called.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about what's going on. Now, ran a series of ads that were no longer running where we talked about how we made a call back in probably September, October, where we thought interest rates were going to go lower. Well, temporarily, they went higher. So the 10-year Treasury got up to a yield of 5% late October of 2023. And then it rallied all the way, meaning that rates got lower and lower all the way through pretty much the end of the year. Now, what is a rally in the bond world? That's where bond prices begin to go up, meaning interest rates are down. As interest rates go lower, bond prices go higher. Interest rates going lower is always, it's a market going up in value. Bond prices. They are directly and inversely related to bond prices are directly inversely related to interest rates. As interest rates go lower, bond prices go up. Why does this matter to the retirement investor? Here's why it matters. Your money that is invested capital that's set up for you to earn a return on in order to live off of, and I don't ever advocate 100% living off your investments and Social Security. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to retire, not do anything anymore. Not a good idea. Don't endorse it. I endorse continued productivity throughout your life. And dollar-based income, if it's possible. If it's not, then something else. But the part that you're not living on today can be invested and produce income for you. So, back to our call on interest rates. October, the 10-year Treasury hit a 5%. That yield, as interest rates went lower and bonds rallied through the end of 2023, the 10-year yield on the U.S. Treasury bond went from 5% all the way down to 3.87%. That's why we started running those ads, you know, bragging about how we had been right about that call. And was it bragging? Of course it was. Rubbing your face in it. Hey, we were right. Nothing wrong with a little rubbing your nose in it. Anybody else going to tout what I did better than me? If you can't toot your own horn, don't expect somebody else to toot it for you. It's just that simple. Okay, guess what's happened? The market has said, not so fast. Maybe inflation really isn't over with yet. And so, therefore, what's happened is that the yield on the 10-year has backed up now from a 3.87 back to a 4.50 as we speak. So, that does interest rates haven't gone straight down. They went down. Now they're coming back up again. So, you better believe I'm not running that ad anymore that says, look how smart we were. Yeah, we were smart for a while.
You got to be smart constantly in this business, don't you?
Well, what was smart for me now was to take that ad off. I don't want to run that ad anymore with rates now backing back up. You know, so.
But you had the timing to invest accordingly to what was going on.
If you wanted to trade the market, you could have made a lot of money. Where are we now? I think we are in the cycle of rates ultimately going even lower. But right now, I'm going to talk to you people who have thought about coming to see us to do business, and you're thinking, now I've missed it. No, This is a good time to give us a call. When we set up a retirement account and the investments in it, we are investing for a combination of growth and income. The growth part is going to be companies that have produced increasing earnings over a long period of time. The income part is, number one, buying bonds. Well, I say number one, not necessarily that being number one. It's buying income-producing securities. They could be bonds or they could be dividend-paying stocks. I tend to put both of those in my mind the same way. It's a security that produces either interest or dividends in such a way that it can be used to pay your distributions on a monthly or a quarterly basis, however often you take money from your account. And the idea is that the principal investment would not be liquidated in the process of doing your distributions. Now, and then some of the investments are pure growth investments. They're just investments in growth companies. And those things do not produce dividends typically. But let's say we make double the money on them or triple the money over time. When we sell them, let's say we put $100 in, now it's worth $300. Well, we could have initially invested that $100 in a dividend-paying thing, paying 5%, and it would have produced $5 a year in dividends at 5%. If we grow it to $300 and sell it and then buy the 5% thing, now it's producing $15 a year, the same money we started with. So growth, if you grow it and then reinvest it into dividends, you're going to get a higher dividend rate because you're dealing with more principal. You see, every investment is ultimately a bond. Now, you're going to say that you're crazy. What are you talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. The market prices flows of earnings accordingly. If it's a bond, which is going to pay a predictable income every 6 months and then ultimately pay out the principal, you're dealing with something very predictable, and therefore it will be priced like it's predictable. If you're dealing with a stock, it has a flow of earnings that are not predictable. And those earnings if they are expected to grow over a long period of time, will be priced differently than you do with a bond, because there's a lot of unpredictability in there. And so the companies that the market looks at and says, this company is going to produce a lot of income over a long period of time and has a great future, that company will be priced higher than a company where the predictability of the earnings is not as well known. Does that make sense?
I think it makes perfect sense, but there aren't any guarantees in anything.
I didn't say there were.
I know. And nothing is a recommendation to buy or sell. Please consult a professional.
Yeah, but so that you're not even answering my question.
No, I'm putting the disclaimer out there when the opportunity presented itself.
But the point is, different stuff gets priced differently based on, I mean, just look at it. Real estate's the same way. You're kind of familiar with real estate. You know, it's the same way, isn't it?
Well, something's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, for one thing.
That's exactly all I'm saying.
And things appreciate differently depending on what the market is demanding at the time. And it's
sense,
so important to keep up with trends, which that's one of the things
real estate
that Dupree Financial Group
like stocks. And I said, yeah, well, you have to keep up. You're not going to keep up with all of them, though, because nobody can.
No, but the key is that we're actively managing things, whereas some of these other things are set and forget, and they're not watching the trends and the things that are changing and making adjustments accordingly. That's my point, the importance of an actively managed portfolio, where you have somebody that's looking at all this stuff in-house and watching it day in and day out.
That's right.
So that's one of the things that makes Dupree Financial Group different.
Right. Yeah, I mean, nobody is going to get it all right all the time. You have to be humble. You have to know the limits of your own capabilities. You got to respect those. But you constantly have to be trying to stretch yourself into learning new things. Warren Buffett, talking about Charlie Munger. Charlie Munger was able to get Warren Buffett to see, don't try to buy average companies at great prices. Try to buy great companies at fair prices. We try to own great companies in our portfolio. We own things that we understand. We try to buy some of the best in breed companies in various industries. And we're looking for good returns for the shareholders and good income that can be produced over time. The market, as it is today, gives you more opportunity and more diversity of ways to build an income stream, I think, than it ever has. But you have to do the research. You have to know what it is you're buying. And you have to be smart about where you're putting the money. And then once you've done it, you have to watch it very closely. We set this firm up to be this way. We set the firm up to be fee-based, not commission-based. So the way being fee-based works is that you can fire us at any time. You're not locked into a long-term contract with us. We don't sell you the deal and then move on to the next person. In order to keep you as a client, we have to continue to do a good job for you. And you come in and visit with us at least once or twice a year, depending upon how often you want to do it. You get a rundown of what you own, of what's in your portfolio. We ask you questions about how things are going. It's
and where you are in life. If circumstances have changed, if you've changed jobs.
It's very interactive. People complain to us often of not having any interaction with their financial advisor. That is not the case at Dupree Financial Group.
Well,
it's not the case. We're set up differently.
And I think that one of the more helpful things is not just watching the portfolio the way that you all do, but it's also adapting to changes in the customers or the clients' lives. Because once you quit working or change jobs or want to change careers, sometimes the portfolio needs to change with what your life, how your life is changing.
So we follow all that stuff and try to keep an eye on it.
Well, by keeping up with where you are and what you're doing, in addition to the portfolio, there's more than just managing money, and it's not a set and forget.
And Elizabeth, my wife, who's saying this, she's actually working on getting her license so that she able to be an advisor herself.
Well, that is a goal for sure. You've been listening to the... I'm going to get on out of here. You've been listening to the Tom Dupree Show, brought to you by Dupree Financial Group, where we make your money work for you. If you'd like to come see us, give us a call, 859-233-0400. You can also schedule an appointment directly on the homepage of our website. We would be happy to give you a complimentary portfolio review so you can understand what you own. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Financial Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Tom Dupree. At Dupree Financial Group, we believe proper management of retirement assets is a long-term process. If you've been listening, we've been advertising for over 20 years. We know that choosing an advisor can take a long time to decide, and it's a long-term engagement when you do decide. Our accountability must also be up to the nature of the job, and with 46 years in the investment business, we're used to being accountable. For more information on how we manage retirement assets, call us at 859-233-0400 or go to our website at DupreeFinancial.com. Also, be sure to listen to the Tom Dupree Show at News Radio 630 WLAP or on your favorite podcast platform.
You left your mark on me. It's permanent, a tattoo. Pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Oh, my baby. The way you move is right. In the kitchen, watch the water boil, and I listen. Turn off the television.
Welcome back to the Tom Dupree Show, brought to you by Dupree Financial Group, where we make your money work for you. Here's our host, Tom Dupree.
That's by Lucinda Williams. she's been around for a long time. I remember going and seeing her at the Kentucky Theater 25, 30 years ago. You know, she's really been doing this deal quite a while. Stuck in there and kept doing it and gotten bigger, you know, slowly. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about how we do business at Dupree Financial Group. This has been a work in progress. So I've been in the investment business for 46 years. And I started out as a salesman. Selling municipal bonds. I started in 1978. And interest rates surged right after that. And I mean, got way up into the double digits. And it was a great time to sell bonds. It wasn't a good time to own bonds because they went down in value, but it was a great time to sell bonds. And I was a hell of a good salesman. And then I went out to Houston in 83 and worked out there. And the whole time rates were trending lower. Came back to Lexington in 88. And went with a brokerage firm in 90, and a large brokerage firm, and learned a lot about things other than selling municipal bonds. I learned a lot about equities and then about ways to invest that would be advantageous to clients, perhaps more advantageous than just a salesman selling you stuff. In 2003, I left the company I'd been with and started Dupree Financial Group. So I had been a broker for 25 years or a salesman for 25 years when I started this firm. And I took from my experience everything I'd learned about the investment business. And I decided we are going to build this firm around what appear to me to be the best principles and practices of how to do this thing and the most advantageous way it would work for clients. So I realized it's got to be fee-based, not commission-based, for two reasons. Number one, me. I don't want to live in an environment where I've got to worry every month about generating enough commissions to pay my bills, because now I'm thinking in terms of creating transactions where maybe there's no transaction that needs to be done. So the person I have got to incentivize initially is myself. You know, people say, oh, you know, we put our interests ahead of you. Yeah, but not really. Most people in our business are in the business because they want to make a living. So if I can channel my energies in a way that makes my efforts correspond and be congruent with the interests of my clients, now I'm not always fighting myself to see if I'm really doing something that's good for the clients. So that's number one. Number two, retirement investing is by its nature a long-term undertaking. It's going to have its twists and turns. It, by its nature, is not conducive to putting the client's money into a commission-based investment and then walking away and leaving it. That's not a conducive situation. What's more conducive, and I think better, and I don't think that there's any denying that it's better, is to have an arrangement where the advisor, that would be me, has to be accountable to the client on a long-term, regular basis. In other words, I've got to check in. I've got to say, is this still working for you? Can we adjust it? And I have to be getting compensated to continue to provide that service. That's why we are fee-based, because we want to have an ongoing financial interest in continuing to monitor this account, monitor the relationship, and to continue to provide a valid and useful service to our clients. That's why our firm is designed this way. Now, what it means for me financially, I don't have big highs and big lows. I don't bring in a deal, oh, this guy brought in $2 million, and we sold him an annuity, and we made a $200,000 commission. No, that does not exist with our firm. We don't do it that way. We annuitize our income over a longer period of time. So if somebody brings in an account, whether it be a large account or a small account, we don't get some commission bump like that because they brought in. All we do is start collecting a fee on it, and we go to work to invest the money in such a way that it's going to start producing income and start producing growth, we hope, immediately. And then every account that we have gets an investment monitor produced by a company called Advizon, which is actually the team that built the Morningstar company's platform. Then they started their own. And this monitor, this investment performance monitoring report that the client gets now begins to show the history of the account, and it becomes more helpful over time. So, you know, you look at your monitor and you've only been in the account for 6 months, it's not going to tell you much. You've been in the account for 3 years, now it's going to give you 3 years of history. You've been in the account for 7 years, you're going to get 7 years of history. You now begin to see how the account has done over a period of time. Many brokerage firms and investment providers do not give you this kind of report. You don't get this kind of report with your account. All you get is a statement. With our account, you get a statement and you get an investment monitoring report which shows how the account has done over a long period of time. Why is that important? It's important because it shows you where you've been, where you are now, and hopefully where you are going. So this tracks your progress in a way that many other folks in our business aren't going to do. Here's another aspect of how we operate. Our firm does not go after super wealthy clients. There are a lot of reasons for that. But one, the main reason is, it's just a fact that there are more people out there that have moderate-sized accounts than there are that have big ones. And cumulatively speaking, the moderate-sized people outnumber the big ones. When I started out in this business, I thought, like many, many people in this business think, I need to go after the big fish. What I began to see after we began to do radio and put our message out there was that our message didn't resonate with the, quote, big fish as well as it did the moderate to small fish. I began to see that that was really more of our market. These were people who would have to depend upon their retirement savings and income to get them through. They didn't have a lot of extra money laying around, that we were able to help these people in a way, in a unique way, that we would not be able to help super wealthy people. Nothing wrong with super wealthy people. Glad they're there. I'm not going to turn away folks like that as clients. They don't tend to gravitate to us, and that's just fine.
One of the groups of people we've been able to help in the past are women, whether they're divorced or widows, or we've had great success with that group.
I don't know what it is, but the ones that are widows, and it's like the hand of God. I can't explain it other than to say, we've seen people be really blessed financially, and we didn't do anything different for them than what we did for others, but somehow their situations have worked out better, or really in a remarkable way.
Another thing that I wanted to point out that you didn't discuss, and I tend to look at things as a consumer. Marketing is my... I enjoy studying it. One of the things that is very confusing to me in the marketplace about the investment business are registered investment advisors, which is what we are. We're required by law to act as a fiduciary. They can be duly registered and sell annuities for commissions. I don't understand how that is even legal, but we do not do that. We are just fee-based, and that is it.
There's a lot there's a lot of stuff that goes on that, you know, I'm better off not commenting on it, because I'm going to come off as being holier than thou.
Well, I think the bottom
line.
That's
why sometimes I say to you, stick to real estate. It's a joke.
Which I've had my real estate license for a really long time, I don't peddle to the public.
But the point, I think it's a good point. You know, I don't ask those questions.
What questions?
Why are you duly registered? You've worked out how you can do it in your own mind. Go for it. You want to sell real insurance on top of managing accounts for fee? For me, it would present a conflict of interest. For me, it would. Maybe other people, they know how they're doing things, and they you know, I'm not going to judge somebody.
Well, from a consumer standpoint and from a marketing standpoint, I think it's confusing.
Okay.
I'll just say
that.
And
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think whenever you're looking at someone to manage your assets, you have to ask yourself, am I being sold something, or is this going to be more of a consultative relationship? Now, don't kid yourself. You're always being sold something. I'm selling right now. I'm selling. I'll admit it. We want to pick up new accounts, bring in assets to manage and grow the assets under management and, you know, increase our fees.
And help more people.
Notice I didn't mention that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, help more people. If we lose sight of that,
we're out of business.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, you got to assume whenever you're talking to a financial professional, you're being sold something. What is it that I'm being sold? And is it a product and where I'm going to keep getting sold, or is it a relationship that I'm going to grow with? And
relationship, the operative is with relationships, they're ongoing and people have to stay in touch with you to have a relationship.
That's right.
Whereas if you're sold something and it's a commission-based product, a lot of times there are exceptions to the rule, but you won't hear from the person until it's time to sell something
again.
Because
their incentives are not aligned that way. It's not because they're a bad person.
Well, they have to keep selling to make money.
That's right. It's because that's set up that way, and they can't do anything about it. They can, but that would require changing their whole business. But it's like go back to Calipari, you know, what I talked about in the first hour. The dude had to keep selling.
Every year because he had to replace
because
his...
he wasn't, you know, the results weren't speaking for itself.
No, he was also having to recruit every year and replace the whole lineup and then reteach
rinse
them his system.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's tough to win that.
Okay, so the point that I'm making is that over time, we have to perform over a long period of time. Can we lose accounts? Absolutely. Do we lose them? Yes. Do we underperform sometimes? Absolutely. But the research effort that goes into what we're doing over time has, I believe, been a good one. It hasn't been perfect, but it's been decent. And sometimes better than decent. In some years, it's actually excellent. So what we look to do is to build a long-term relationship based on good results and a good relationship over time.
You've been listening to the Tom Dupree Show, brought to you by Dupree Financial Group, where we make your money work for you. If you'd like to come see us, call 859-233-0400. You can also book an appointment directly on the homepage of our website at DupreeFinancial.com. We appreciate you listening to the Financial Hour.